Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? All right, let me get right to it today because I have this feeling. I've been talking to you and you and you and you and that guy over there too. You've been saying to me, Scott, my friends are holding me back. I said, what? Why would your friends hold you back? Well, I mean, I don't like saying it, but my friends are holding me back. I said, well, okay, you want my advice on this? And they said, yeah, that's what I'm asking you. I said, well, they're holding you back. It's just the way it is. So that's what today's show's about. If you feel like something, even your friends are holding you back, hang on. But first, let's do the big introduction so you know what the heck's going on here. It's a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. I believe that life begins when you move, and I know that movers can change the world. Are you a mover? Are you moving to change the world? That's the only way you're going to do it. You can't sit there and change the world. You got to say, I'm going to move, stand up, take a sit, repeat, boom, change the world. So on this show today, no matter what happens, no matter how excited you are, how positive and upbeat and happy you are, like my wife is every single day, sometimes, frankly, it makes me mad. She's just like happy all the time. I'm like, I need to bottle that. When I do, when I figure it out, I'll give it to you. How's that? Even if you're down in the dumps today, even if something happened, it's like, oh man, what am I going to do? What can I do? You can figure it out. It's a better question, isn't it? We'll chat about that today. I want to get you moving and get you to your dreams and aspiration. And maybe it'll happen today. In fact, I know it will for at least somebody in the world, and maybe it's you. Crossing my fingers for you. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. No, how are you? Really? Yeah, I just plagiarized Jenna Kutcher's book, How Are You Really? She sent it to me, saw her on stage last week. Awesome, awesome person. What a presentation and what a great book. Speaking of that, my book is in presale. The 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. Just go to MotivationToMove.com, all spelled out, /gratitude, and you can get your hands on the presale version of my book. So friends, success and happiness. This is hard because this is like, I mean, it's really hard. I just tell you, because your friends are like guiding your life every step of the way, and your success and happiness in your life is a direct result of what your mom used to tell you all the time. Who are your friends? Who you going out with? Who are you hanging out with? I don't like that one. Your mom said it, right? If your mom didn't say that, I'm so sorry, because actually, you know, when I think about this, and in the day we live in today, I think you got to pay real attention to your friends, and I think a lot of people are not doing that. And it's okay. It's societal. It's a tribal thing. It's like, we got our friends. Got to have our friends. Sure, we got to have our friends. But a friend of mine a long time ago, a wise friend, a real friend, he said to me, Scott, friends are liabilities. I'm like, what are you saying? Friends are liabilities. You kidding me? That sounds evil and nasty and negative and friends liabilities. What do you mean? But the truth is, he's right. His friends come with obligation, don't they? Friends come with stuff, with baggage. And the baggage they pile on you. Do they mean to? I don't. Some do. Let's be honest about it. A little Scott logic. Yep, some people do. But the truth is, no. Most don't. But you know the thing about friends, you've probably heard this before, you will become like your 5 closest friends. You got 5 negative friends, you're going to be negative. 5 positive, upbeat friends, you're going to be positive and upbeat. 5 broke friends, you're going to be broke. 5 rich friends, probably going to be rich. So are your friends holding you back? When I first met my wife a lot of years ago, she had a best friend. And her best friend was holding her back. Because her best friend had a different set of values. Her best friend liked to go out and have fun, liked to go out and get in trouble. He'd go out with her to a bar sometimes, and she always got in a fight and got in trouble. And she expected my wife, my fiance at the time, just to go along with it. And one day I said, and this is a really honest story, I don't lie because I get caught when I lie, so I don't lie. I was doing this show before I met my wife, Joy, and she was hanging out with her friend. And as much as I liked her friend, I one day told Joy, before I married her, I said, you know what? You may not like this, but if you're going to keep her as a friend, I can't marry you. And she knew what I was talking about. I said, the problem is this. I'm an upbeat, positive guy. I don't get in bar fights. I don't cause trouble. I don't cuss. I don't do that stuff. I'm a relatively cool, good guy, right? And I surround myself with relatively cool, good people. And I talk to all these people on this podcast every single day, and not one of you would expect me to hang out with somebody who's picking a bar fight, would you? I said, you got to get rid of her. And I was that bold as to say, if she's not gone, I'm gone. And you know she was. And they still have an occasional check-in relationship, but they both understand that she's not good for the lady I married. Was it easy? Nah, not really. You want to be positive? Get positive friends. You don't want to get in trouble anymore? Don't get in with friends that get in trouble. You get my point, right? This can go on and on and on. So let's spin this around. So say you're trying to get in business, trying to make some money, do a side hustle. A lot of people do that. I help people do that every single day. I teach people what I do. This thing. And they're hanging out with people. You can't do that. You're negative. No, I'm not, but I want to be positive. Yeah, you'll never get there. You know you can get there, don't you? You know what's possible with your life. I know what's going on inside your head, inside your heart. I know what you're thinking about. You lay down at nighttime. You know, sometimes at nighttime it's kind of interesting because you lay down to go to bed at night and you've had interactions with your friends and your colleagues all day long. And sometimes you sit down, you get just a moment to yourself and you're thinking, what can happen? What can I make of myself? What dreams do I have? Maybe you're listening to this podcast. Maybe you find my show today just to think, hey, maybe he'll get me to the point that I can get my dreams to come true. I can tell you I will, because it's a little bit of identity shift every single day. Every single day, I'm chipping away the old and giving the new. And today, you're thinking about, I need new friends. Scott said I need new friends, but I don't want to give up my old friends. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. Are they good for you? Are you getting what you want? Are they energizing you? Are they filling you? Are they fulfilling you? Are they? And if they're not, okay, can you change them? Probably not. It's the biggest question I get all the time. Scott, I'm improving my life. I'm going to what I want to be doing. I'm becoming the person I know I'm meant to be. And people, mom, dad, my friends, my wife, my husband, they're all saying, yeah, I can't do it. They're holding you back. Well, guess what? You're changing, making yourself better. You're becoming different. You're changing categories. You're upscaling a little bit. What happens when that happens? As excited as you are, you scare the hell out of other people. But our life was so awesome. You're like, yeah. And superficially it was. You know better. You need to move on. You get my point. Your life will become exactly like the people you choose to pay attention to, hang out with, go out with, listen to, get on the phone, get on Zoom, even the people you don't know, those folks you're binging on Netflix, the news you're watching, you will become exactly like those folks who are getting inside your head every single day, friends being the absolute most powerful because you let your guard down, don't you? Ah, oh, they're my friend. You're like, come on in. It's like opening your house to a bunch of criminals. Come on in, rob my stuff. You don't even know you're doing it, but then you look and say, where'd my silverware go? Wait a second, does anybody have silverware anymore? Aged myself there, didn't I? All right, good show tomorrow. Coming up, we're going to move into the three big success principles. They're going to be different than you think, a lot easier than you think, but I love the basics. I love simple, because we always have to hang on to the basics. As we go forward, we can't forget the basics of everything. It drives the machine. So tomorrow, three basics that will give you everything you want. I promise, it's an easy thing. What can you do right now? Well, two things. You can go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Okay. And I'll be there. And you can also go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude and you can pre-order my book. I appreciate that. It's climbing the charts already. Thank you for that, by the way.